Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
So glad you've joined us for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We'll check the forecast later in the hour. Then at 6, we'll kick off another morning show with today's favorites and the legends. But first, it's time for an hour of news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Our busy hour kicks off with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
If you want to make it big in retailing clothes and general merchandise, you might not pick southwestern Wyoming as the place to begin. Yet that is exactly where this chain of stores traces its roots. The story of how it all began is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
You can trace the roots of a major department store chain to a small store still in business here in southwestern Wyoming.
James Cash Penny came here in 1902 because he had lung issues and he needed the drier climate. And he knew some gentlemen that were running a store named the Golden Rule, named Johnson and Callahan, and he asked if he could come work for them.
He did just that, managing their store in Kemmerer, Wyoming. Within a few years, Mr. Penny was ready to own the stores outright.
In 1907, he scraped together all the money that people owed him and he could get, and he bought out Johnson and Callahan. In 1913, he moved to Salt Lake, dissolved the Golden Rule and J.C. Penny, and created just J.C. Penny.
Linda Slavernick is manager of what is today known as the Mother Store. J.C. Penney's has been in this particular building in Kemmerer, Wyoming, since 1929.
They call this the mother store is because if he wouldn't have came to Kemmerer and gotten business with Johnson and Callahan, I don't believe there would have been a J.C. Penney's.
If you come to this store, you'll notice some items that date to the earliest days of its operation.
Mr. Penny did not have cash on the floor because we were a rough town, so he has a little pulley system, and the cashiers would put the money in the little cup and send it up to the cashier at the top of the store, and they would send that back down.
There's more to this store and this town, though, and it's next time as we travel the countryside in Kemmerer, Wyoming. I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to step aside for a quick break. Then it's back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today.
This program's brought to you by Kubota. Turn to Monroe Tractor for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java. Learn more online at monroetractor.com.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. With durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all, you need the Kubota construction lineup. Right now, write it off the lot and write off your taxes for $0 down, 0% APR for up to 36 months, or save up to $4,500.
Now through December 31st, subject to credit approval, consult your tax advisor. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Turn to Monroe Tractor and Implement for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java, or find us online at MonroeTractor.com.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
USDA export inspections, that's a report that continues during the federal government shutdown, offers an early read on demand moving downriver into port. And this week showing firmer soybeans but softer corn, wheat, and sorghum versus the prior week, with year-to-date strength in corn and wheat offset by the lagging beans and sorghum. The flows can influence basis, barge demand, and spreads as harvest advances. So for the week ending October 9th, corn at 44.5 million bushels. That's down from 67 million bushels. And a year ago, twice as much, 20.2 million 1 year ago. Now for beans, it's half of what we saw last year at 36.5 million bushels. Last year was 70. For wheat, 16.3 million bushels. Last year, 14 million. Sorghum, 820,000 metric tons. And that was just a fraction of the 3.1 million bushels this time last year. Now, major lanes, including Gulf corn to Mexico, East Asia, Mississippi, East Gulf soybeans to Spain, Bangladesh, Italy, Germany, Netherlands, Pakistan, and Mexico, and Pacific Northwest wheat to Asia, with hard red winter moving via the Gulf. Marketing year to date, corn now is up 65% year over year. Soybeans down 26%, wheat up 18%, and sorghum down 71%. The September National Federation of Independent Business, or NFIB, Small Business Optimism Index slipped to 98.8 after 3 months of gains, while the Uncertainty Index jumped to 100. It's one of the highest readings in decades. Now, for rural America, where farm supply dealers, repair shops, haulers, and service businesses anchor local economies, softer sentiment and higher uncertainty can translate into tighter margins, cautious hiring, and even more selective inventory buying as harvest cash flows move through towns. Price pressure remains a headwind, however. A net 24% of owners raise prices. 31% plan to do so in the next 3 months. 14% named inflation as their top problem. Supply chain effects touch 64% of firms. That was up 10 points. And inventory readings swinging sharply with a net negative 17%, calling stocks too low. Largest monthly decline on record. Labor, though, staying tight. U.S. dairy leaders say the outlook is improving as new plants and upgrades come online nationwide. International Dairy Foods Association represents dairy producers and brands, and the National Milk Producers Federation is the policy voice for dairy farmers and co-ops. They point to about $11 billion in announced or in-progress projects. Those investments expand processing capacity and fund product innovation so U.S. dairy can capture more value at home and abroad. Leaders highlight core strengths, scale, efficiency, and sustainability efforts, while noting headwinds as well. And you're listening to Agriculture Today.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
We're early in the CJ Agribusiness Report. Just ahead, it's Farm Progress America with Max Armstrong.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Soybean growers aren't the only farmers seeing demand challenges hurt their ability to market. Sugar beet growers are also feeling the squeeze this year. Refined sugar beet prices are down 33% year over year as domestic demand declines. I'll have more details when we return.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
For decades, sugar beets have been considered a reliable backbone for many row crop farms in the northern parts of this country. That's because beets produce more than half of our country's domestic sugar supply, and they tend to offer a steadier outlet when markets for corn, soybeans, and wheat get volatile. But the forces reshaping consumer habits and trade flows are testing that foundation. One factor getting heavy attention in 2025 is the use of GLP-1 weight loss medications. Analysts estimate that 9% of Americans are on these drugs, which appear to alter their appetite and sweet cravings. Those individuals are reportedly spending 6% less on candy and chocolate and 10% less on sweet bakery goods. The end result? Weakened sugar demand when sugar markets were already under stress. Another headwind comes from imports and market dynamics. Some growers point to sugar dumping, subsidized foreign sugar entering U.S. markets at low prices, as compounding the pressure. In states such as Wyoming, local operators are pushing back on narratives that GLP-1 use is the only culprit for low sugar prices, arguing that global oversupply and aggressive imports are eating farmers' margins. And producers say the timing couldn't be worse. Many had expected sugar beets to deliver steadier returns this year. But with prices dropping sharply and input costs climbing, some farmers anticipate breaking even at best. A few are postponing planned equipment investments or rethinking how much acreage to dedicate to beets moving forward. The stress is also showing up in processing capacity. Across the country, beet sugar factories are under pressure, and in some regions, plants are shuttering or consolidating operations due to persistent low margins. In California, one long-running facility is slated to close, meaning the state may soon lose the ability to process its own sugar beets. I'll have more when we come back.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
What's ahead for sugar beet growers? Some analysts believe the current sugar surplus will take until 2026 or beyond to clear, while others hope that renewed policy support, tighter import controls, or renewed sugar demand could provide relief. Despite that uncertainty, beet producers are working hard to get their sugar beet crop out right now. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, Tom and Tim have today's Ag Radio Net Farm News.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and body work, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Farm lobby groups have been knocking down the doors in Washington, telling the story of U.S. farmers and agriculture and the ag economy faltering recently. A lot of that did have to do with the end of the U.S. Farm Bill. But farmer sentiment across the nation is found to be steady and moving lower, according to the most recent Purdue University CME Group's Ag Economy Barometer. Farmer sentiment rose 1 point to a reading of 126, but there was a shift in producers' perceptions of current conditions and their expectations of the future. The index of current conditions actually fell 7 points to 122, with the index of future expectations climbed 5 points to 128. The survey, conducted by USDA's release of the September crop production and the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report, reflecting farmers' concerns about current conditions, particularly over record high corn and soybean yields, and they've been pressuring crop prices. Farmers are more than concerned. Optimism about the future, supported by farmers' belief that U.S. policy might be headed in the right direction. Expectations of government support, like the 2019 Market Facilitation Program, might provide payments to farmers in compensation for lower commodity prices. Producers' short-term outlook for farmland values did weaken for the fourth month in a row, as the short-term farmland value expectation index fell 6 points to 106. The Farm Financial Performance Index dropped 3 points to a reading of just 88, marking the third consecutive month that farmers lowered financial expectations. Consistent with the more cautious outlook, fewer producers say it's a good time to make major investments in their operations. Farm Capital Index down 8 points to just 53. Amidst growing concern about tariffs, farmers do expect potential government support to help cushion the impact. 83% of producers said a program similar to the 2019 program, likely if a trade war drives commodity prices any lower.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered. And keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Pennsylvania boasts the first state fair of the nation. Of course, it doesn't call itself a state fair. Called the Pennsylvania Farm Show, this year the theme is Growing a Nation. Farm Show is kicking off America's 250th celebration, recognizing Pennsylvania's leading role in the nation's founding and future. called America 250 PA. American agriculture in Pennsylvania continues to be a national leader, supporting 600,000 jobs, generating $132.5 billion for the Commonwealth's economy. The Ag Secretary announced last week that it'll be called Growing a Nation, Pennsylvania's state fair, the 2026 Pennsylvania Farm Show. The Secretary said America was born in Pennsylvania with its identity deeply rooted in agriculture, and 250 years later, Pennsylvania agriculture still leading the nation, supplying an economic power, ingenuity, and innovation, growing the nation's future. The Pennsylvania Commission for the United States Semi-Quincentennial was established by the Commonwealth back in 2018 to plan, encourage, develop, and coordinate the commemoration of 250th anniversary, the founding of the U.S. Every year, the Pennsylvania Farm Show brings 500,000 visitors to Pennsylvania's capital city for 8 days of family fun, competition, and an educational twist. This year's event will run from Saturday, January 10th through January 17th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex and Expo Center in Harrisburg. For more information, go to farmshow.pa.gov or follow the Pennsylvania Farm Show on social media channels.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
While the rest of CJ country is hitting the snooze bar, our local farmers have been hard at work for hours. There's much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report. Stay tuned for On the Farm with Jeff Ishii when we return.
Whether you've got 100 acres to mow or just some brush out back, show Brush who's boss. Woods line of rotary cutters match a variety of tractors and applications so you can start clearing tall grass or tough brush right away with high lift blades and deeper decks for a better overall cut quality. You won't find any other rotary cutters that keep your land in line like Woods. Stop in the Larry Romance and Son at Arcade, Sheridan, and Woodhall to find the right Woods rotary cutter for your next job.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Virginia is conducting a survey to learn more about voluntary conservation practices on farms in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Here's Extension Agent Jeremy Daubert.
The information you provide will help tell the story of what farmers are doing to improve soil and water quality. The survey will also help to ensure voluntary conservation practices stay voluntary.
Complete the survey at ext.vt.edu or contact your local Virginia Cooperative Extension office or Soil and Water Conservation District office. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, farmers across the nation are in a financial squeeze this fall. That's according to Faith Parham. She's an economist with American Farm Bureau.
So our row crop farmers, but really all of our farmers and producers, are being squeezed by falling prices and really high input costs. We've seen an increase in a record high production cost this year, and that's affecting row crop farmers, our specialty crop farmers, livestock producers, all across the board.
Parham says that more and more American farmers are having to devote more of their budgets to the cost of production.
Fertilizer rising again. It's still not to those highs of 2022, but it's going up. Chemicals, fuel, and energy. Interest is really becoming a larger and larger expense in farm budgets as farmers continue to take out operating loans to make it to the next marketing year due to all of the decreases in commodity prices. Labor is always increasing, as well as some machinery and repairs.
Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, who adds that corn growers in the United States are expected to lose $169 per acre this year.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before. Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. Guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to. Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Today's pearl of wisdom comes from an old friend of mine. We used to go out to lunch quite a bit, and he would always say, "Forget the health food. I need all the preservatives I can get." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is making news again. Let's get an update.
Sign up is now underway for the second part of USDA's Emergency Livestock Relief Program through local farm service agency offices.
Producers will have until October 31st to apply for assistance.
FSA Administrator Bill Beam says ELRP Phase 2 focuses on producers who suffered livestock losses due to qualifying floods and wildfires for calendar years 2023 and 2024, and
provides approximately $1 billion to help producers offset that increased supplemental feed costs that they had due to flooding and wildfires.
So what are some things producers should know regarding eligibility and documentation to apply for the latest round of ELRP? The administrator starts with this.
To help streamline program delivery, the FSA has determined eligible counties within for qualifying floods and qualifying wildfires for the years 2023 and 24. For losses, these counties' livestock producers are not required to submit additional documentation for the flood or wildfire.
A list of approved counties is found online at www.fsa.usda.gov/ELRP.
For losses in counties not listed on that list, livestock producers can apply for ELRP for those years stated before, but must provide some supporting documentation to demonstrate they had a qualifying flood or wildfire.
With examples of acceptable identification including
photographs documenting impacts to livestock, land, property, maybe insurance documentation, emergency declarations, press releases or news articles, or any other documentation that may be determined acceptable by your county committee.
Phase 2 of the Emergency Livestock Relief Program shares the same coverage of livestock under the Livestock Forage Disaster Program.
If you qualify for LFP with your species, you will qualify for ELRP.
Producers must submit documentation to support eligible livestock inventories at the beginning date of a qualifying disaster.
Livestock producers can receive assistance for one or both years of 2023 and 2024, and for multiple disasters events, if applicable.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now on the CJ Agribusiness Report.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, I have the pleasure of being with Casey Kindler with National Milk Producers Federation. Casey, welcome, and tell us what you do at National Milk.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. At National Milk, I'm the Senior Director of Board, State, and Member Relations. So everything I do kind of dabbles in that membership space, making sure we're communicating out to our members what National Milk does and also providing that forum for those dairy producers to talk about, you know, what's happening boots on the ground and how National Milk can help them in the dairy policy space.
Now, you just finished up a week at World Dairy Expo, and I know you were on a panel out there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So World Dairy Expo is always a great event, and it felt like a full circle moment for me. I was out there. It was my last trip when I was with my last organization. So first trip with National Milk, so it was really great to meet familiar faces and meet new people as well. We did have some panel discussions out there. I introduced a panel that was hosted by National Milk Producers Federation's Young Cooperators Program. This panel was about progressive farmers, so innovation, strategy, the future of dairy farming. So we had four panelists on that panel, and they discussed what does the future of dairy farming look like for them. And what we really found is that it can look different for each dairy farmer. But I think one of the main takeaway messages that I got from the panel was, as long as they are always striving for continuous improvement, that they are thinking about the future of what their dairy, their family, their community, you know, as long as they have that kind of mindset, they are being a progressive farmer and thinking about, you know, what could they do differently? What could they do better? How could they better serve their family, their dairies, their community? It really puts things into perspective for me to come back to the office and have that be my fuel for working for them in the office space in Arlington, Virginia. Everything that is, you know, hits a dairy farmer, we try to make sure that they're in our priorities. And so working on their behalf on Capitol Hill, making sure that we're having those conversations with legislators, with Congress, making sure that our members' voices are being heard. And one of the other things, we hosted another panel at World Dairy Expo about dairy policy and, you know, dairy policy in the Trump era. We're about 250 days in, and one key message that came out of that panel, we had several members on that panel, as well as our president and CEO, Greg Dowd. And one of the take-home messages was, we have to have a united voice. We have to be unified and go to Capitol Hill, go to our congressmen, go to our legislators, and make sure that we're all speaking with the same voice. Because if they hear from dairy producers or cooperatives and they're hearing mixed messages, that's not going to help the dairy community. That's not going to help the dairy community at large.
Tell us about your annual meeting coming up.
Sure. So our annual meeting happens every year. This year it is in Arlington, Texas. It is our joint annual meeting. And so what this is we bring together dairy producers from all walks of life. And really, joint annual meeting is hosted by National Dairy Promotion and Research Board, National Milk Producers Federation, and the United Dairy Industry Association. And this year, Arlington, Texas, November 10th through the 12th. So registration is open. We'd love to see as many dairy farmers out there as possible. We are expecting about 750 to 800 attendees, so we're really excited. And this year's theme is Making Every Drop Count, Driving Results for Dairy. So really demonstrating the commitment of the National Dairy Farmer Promotion and Policy Organizations to implement strategies and programs that optimize short and long-term success for our dairy farmers and the broader dairy community. So excited for those conversations. We have a lot of panels planned. We have some breakout sessions, some keynote addresses. So excited to bring everyone together in Arlington, Texas, and really, again, give me the opportunity to meet our members and also get more of that appreciation and fuel that drives us every day.
You know, the more we can communicate with each other, particularly in your position and your members, it's just got to be really educational and informative to you, and really helps drive home why you're doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, hearing from our members, you know, they are why we are here. And so our members set our priorities, you know, set our strategic direction. And so hearing from them, you know, what really matters, what do we need to focus on at the National Milk Producers Federation at the federal level, it's very important, and it drives everything we do.
Please, you tell us where we can find more information about National Milk and or the annual meeting.
So to find more information about National Milk, you can visit our website at nmpf.org. We also have a podcast that's called Dairy Defined.
Casey Kindler with National Milk Producers Federation. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling countryside for Feedworks USA.
If you like to eat, be sure to thank a farmer. Straight ahead, we'll check in with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street and Arcade.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust Woodmax. Proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, Woodmax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, Woodmax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each Woodmax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit Woodmax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
U.S. pork sausage is a hit with Korean pizza lovers. Up next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Always on the lookout to find new markets for U.S. beef, pork, and lamb, the U.S. Meat Export Federation scores a win in Korea. A pizza chain in Seoul was looking for something new to try, according to Ellie Sung of the USMEF's Korea office.
They wanted to do something different with their pizza introduction, so I suggested U.S. processed pork for their pizza toppings. And then they tried many different types of U.S. processed pork, and they decided that Johnsonville sausage would fit perfectly with their new pizza.
Which was not bad news for Andy Tower of the National Pork Board, who says the new pork sausage offering is the sixth most popular choice in the chain's menu of 20 different pizzas after only a few weeks.
It was going to be a special offering. Now they're going to keep it on the menu through the end of the year.
Tower says this helps plug U.S. soybeans as well as pork.
I think this is a great example of the value of the collaborations between U.S. soy, U.S. pork, the value add from the soybeans through the pork, and then ultimately with USMEF collaborating and with the folks here in the Korean office and being subject matter experts.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars. Lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed. Seminar Wednesday at the Quality Inn and Suites, Palm Island in Batavia. Weight loss seminar starts 5:30, registration at 5. Stop smoking starts at 8 p.m., registration 7:30 p.m.
Farmers, just one phone call can take care of all of your animal bedding needs. LVM Materials is in the business of producing sawdust year-round and will deliver directly to your farm. Call for a quote today, 322-8878, or visit lvmmaterials.com.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Tony St. James has all the numbers from the latest market close, along with his American cattle news. But first, it's a quick check of the forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Bucks Motorsports. This Saturday, October 18th, Bucks Motorsports, Route 5 in Akron, up to 70% off jackets, boots, bibs, and streetwear, plus thousands off leftover Polaris snowmobiles and Can-Am Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Get set for hunting season and winter. BucksMotorsports.com. For today, looking at areas of frost before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 54. For tonight, patchy frost after midnight, otherwise mostly clear, low around 33. Areas of frost before 9 a.m. on Friday, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 56. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 42.
American Cattle News. Brazil has become a major exporter of beef to the U.S. Until now. More after this.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Brazil's been a major exporter of beef to the U.S. Kent Backus is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He explains.
We raised these comments back in March when we submitted a whole sweep of outstanding issues and recommendations to the U.S. Trade Representative's office. We know that that is something they've been looking at very closely. We've had multiple meetings with USDA as well. And then going back into the Biden administration, we had numerous communications to Secretary Vilsack, who chose not to take action on this. So, this is something we repeatedly bring up. I think the latest development with President Trump increasing the reciprocal tariff from 10 to 50%, I think that's a very positive step forward. We think that, when you combine that 50% tariff with the other tariff that Brazil faces for beef, that puts them at a 76.4% tariff through the rest of the year. We think that's a good start. We think that, ultimately to get Brazil to improve their behaviors and to gain that consumer trust that is needed here in the U.S., then we need to suspend their access. We need to have a thorough audit and investigation process, improve our inspections, and make sure that that they are being held to the same standards as everyone else. Clearly, there is going to be a demand for beef in the United States. We are going to fill the vast majority of that. But any country that wants to participate here, any country that wants to try to develop a presence in the U.S. market, they need to be held accountable without exception. It's not a right to sell in the U.S. It's a privilege, and they need to earn that.
American Cattle News.
Let's talk vinyl. Vinyl new construction windows and vinyl replacement windows. You've heard the radio and TV ads offering buy one, get one free. Well, how much do they mark up the original price to be able to offer these deals? A lot. At Burt's Lumber, we give you a fair, competitive upfront price without all the games. We offer the same warranties as the radio and TV guys, and we proudly carry United and Atrium brand windows, meaning you can buy with confidence when you buy at Burt's. Burt's Lumber and Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt is having a chicken and rib barbecue this Sunday beginning at noon. Sides include salted potatoes, beans, coleslaw, and a roll. And while you're there, check out the great meat deals going on. If you're an avid hunter, bring in your catch, and Grizzly's will get the job done just how you like it. Stop in on River Road and Hunt on Sunday for a homegrown chicken and rib barbecue beginning at noon. Call 476-2249 for Grizzly's Custom Cutting.
A look into the market here at the end of the day on Wednesday, October the 15th. I'm Remington Rickett. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 65.52. The Dow down 4, 54.79. And NASDAQ in the red as well, 222.04. Bitcoin lower, gold higher, euro higher as well. Over to the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate, November contract last in the green at 58.73, December 58.28, and January slightly higher as well, 58.11. Gasoline higher, nat gas lower, crude oil mixed. Over to the grains futures prices. Corn December contract ending the day 3.75 higher, 416.75. March 3 even higher, 432.25, and May 441 even. Soybean mixed, soybean meal higher, soybean oil higher. Wheat December 1.5 down, 498.75. March 515.75, and May 1 even down, 527.25. Hard red winter wheat December in the red, 488.25. March slightly lower as well, 508.75. Hard red spring wheat December, 1 even higher, 526.25. March in the green as well, 546.75. Over to the cotton. Starting with the December contract, a quarter higher here at the end of the day at 63.76. March 24 cents higher, 65.33. And May in the green, 66.55. Finishing with the livestock and dairy future, live cattle October, finishing the day slightly higher, 242.17, December 246.77, and February 248.75. Feeder cattle October, slightly lower, 379.72, November 380.67, and January in the red as well, 377.85. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout even, class 3 milk mixed.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.